NFL Roundup, Week 15. I'm Steve Carney. The top of the playoff picture in the NFC gets tighter as the Lions, who were firmly in control of the top seed and a first-round bye, see their long winning streak end as they trip up at home against the Bills. Correspondent Denny Kapp has the report.
Josh Allen throws for two scores and runs two more in to lead the Bills past the Lions 48-42. Allen and the Bills accumulated a season-high 559 yards of offense while improving to 11-3 and taking firm control of the second seed in the AFC.
Young guys stepped up. It's good to see them playing within themselves, and that's a really good team that we just played, and to come out of here a tough environment and with a victory going into our last 3 weeks, obviously, it's good.
James Cook ran for 105 yards and two scores, while Ty Johnson caught five balls for 114 yards as the Bills became the fifth team in league history to score 30 or more in eight straight games. Jared Goff threw for 494 yards and five touchdowns as the Lions saw their 11-game winning streak come to an end, dropping to 12-2.
A loss by the Lions helps the Eagles pull even with a win over the Steelers. Correspondent Michael Luongo reports.
The Eagles got a pair of first-half touchdowns and route to a 27-13 win over the Steelers. With the game tied at 3, Philadelphia took the lead for good on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts to wide receiver A.J. Brown.
First drive was really good, man. I got going a little bit early, and they got the offense rolling.
Brown had 8 catches for 110 yards for the Birds, who picked up their 10th win in a row.
We trying to get to the end, and we trying to finish. And, you know, it's good we won 10 games, but we're not satisfied with that, honestly. In our mind, we haven't done nothing.
Devontae Smith caught a 2-yard pass from Jalen Hurts, who also picked up a 1-yard touchdown run for the Eagles, who were improved to 12-2.
The Buccaneers maintain their lead in the NFC South with a 40-17 win in Los Angeles over the Chargers. Quarterback Baker Mayfield throws for 4 touchdowns in the win, but says he and his teammates are taking the schedule one game at a time.
Playoffs are down the road for us. We still have to take it one game at a time, and that's the mentality that we have, and that's why you see guys executing and playing like we've been in playoff mode for a few weeks now, and that's the mentality we have to have, but control our own destiny at this point, one game at a time.
Tampa Bay has now won 4 straight to get to 8-6, while the Chargers are also 8-6. The Cardinals snap a 3-game losing skid with a 30-17 victory over the Patriots. Kyler Murray says he's pleased to put the skid behind him.
Offensively, we could be better, but, you know, it definitely feels good to come out with a win, you know, especially a win that we felt like we should come here and do what we're supposed to do. To come out here and do it, it feels good.
The win gets Arizona back to 500 at 7-7. New England falls to 3-11. Meanwhile, the Broncos move into the playoff picture in the AFC by defeating the Colts 31-13. Quarterback Bo Nix on Denver rallying from down 13-7 at the half by scoring the final 24 points of the game.
Good teams respond on a day like today. I mean, you know, good teams find ways to win, and playoffs teams find ways to win these close ones, and I felt like that's what we did. So it's a sign of a good football team, and we have that. We have, you know, a really good defense who played outstanding again today.
A loss by the Colts also helps the Texans secure the AFC South Division title for a second consecutive season. Correspondent Adam Spillane reports.
Nico Collins only caught 4 passes, but 2 of them were for touchdowns as the Texans clinched the AFC South title with a 20-12 win over the Dolphins.
You always want to win your division. So, yeah, I feel like most important thing, man, we got this built today. We're not there and handling business. And I feel like, man, we on the road. We got to continue to grow, continue to watch this film, find the details we need to prove on, and get ready to go KC on the road.
It's the Texans' second consecutive division crown, and the win improves their record to 9-5 on the season. C.J. Stroud completed 18 of 26 passes for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Texans. Tua Tagovailoa threw 3 interceptions for the Dolphins, with Derek Stingley Jr. being the recipient of 2 in the fourth quarter.
At the top of the AFC playoff picture, the Chiefs forced 6 turnovers to handle the Browns 21-7, including cornerback Trent McDuffie's first career interception.
A lot of emotions. One, just like we did it, you know what I mean? Finally did it after 2.5 years, but also during the time of when I did it. You know, they're driving down the field. They're trying to get back into the game, really, and they're putting together a pretty good drive. So being able to get that pick and kind of stop that momentum for me was huge.
McDuffie had 1 of 3 picks against Jameis Winston. Dorian Thompson-Robinson was also intercepted once, and the Browns lost 2 fumbles. Kansas City is now 13-1. Cleveland falls to 3-11. The Commanders escape the Big Easy, still with a mathematical shot at the NFC East. They outlast the Saints 20-19. Quarterback Jaden Daniels passed for 266 yards and 2 touchdowns and ran for 66 more yards, but says he needs to be better.
Everybody on the offensive side got to be better. It starts with me with the details, getting the guys focused, getting myself focused. And, you know, just hammering the details of little things when maybe exhaustion or, you know, things aren't going your way, you go back to your technique and your fundamentals.
Foster Moreau caught a 3-yard touchdown pass from Spencer Rattler as time expired, but New Orleans decided to go for 2 and the win, and Rattler's pass fell incomplete on the conversion. The Commanders improved to 9-5. The Saints are now 5-9. The Ravens make it a historic day at MetLife Stadium, but not in a good way for the Giants. This report from correspondent Tom Miriam.
It was the Jackson 5 that enabled the Ravens to easily beat the Giants 35-14. Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdown passes, completing 21 of 25 passes for 290 yards and running for 65 yards on 6 carries to lead Baltimore.
That's just hard work and preparation, dedication. Our guys just, you know, that bye week, I feel like we all needed that. And my guys just ready, man. They just blocked their tail off.
Jackson's first touchdown pass to Mark Andrews late in the first quarter gave Andrews a team record 48 TD receptions in his career. Jackson fired 2 scoring passes to Rashad Bateman in the second quarter as the Ravens took a 21-7 halftime lead. Devontae Walker and Justice Hill were the recipients of Jackson's 2 second-half TD passes. The loss was the 9th straight for the Giants, tying a team record.
The Cowboys forced 4 turnovers, and Cooper Rush throws 3 touchdown passes to beat the Panthers 30-14. Receiver CeeDee Lamb caught one of those touchdowns en route to a 116-yard day on 9 catches.
It means a lot. It means all the hard work is paying off, and obviously I'm grateful for it, grateful for the opportunity, grateful for being in this organization.
The Cowboys improved to 6-8. The Panthers are now 3-11. Aaron Rodgers throws 3 touchdowns as the Jets eclipse the 30-point mark for the first time this season, edging the Jaguars 32-26.
Growing up, you know, playing in the backyard, playing at the playground at school, or playing AAU, or playing flag football, or making it up as you go and playing capture the flag, whatever you're doing, if you're supremely competitive, you love dominating. That's what it's all about. Today was one of those good feelings.
The Jets are now 4-10. The Jaguars drop to 3-11. Joe Burrow's 3 touchdown day leads the Bengals to a 37-27 victory over the Titans.
It was too sloppy. We had too many penalties, too many procedural penalties. I had too many turnovers. It was just a frustrating day on offense.
The Bengals are now 6-8, still mathematically in the hunt for a postseason berth. The Titans fall to 3-11. And finally on Sunday night, the Packers ensure the NFC West race gets tighter with a win over the Seahawks. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Packers made it 8 wins in their last 10 games by defeating the Seahawks 30-13. Jordan Love threw for 229 yards and 2 touchdowns as Green Bay ended Seattle's 4-game winning streak.
We did a great job of coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early, and, you know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Josh Jacobs ran for 94 yards and a TD for the 10-4 Packers, who scored on all 4 of their first half series. The Seahawks finished without quarterback Geno Smith due to a knee injury suffered on a low blow by Edgerrin Cooper in the third quarter. Smith completed 15 of his 19 passes for 149 yards and an interception in the end zone. Seattle's now 8-6.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.